We often hear that land should be zoned according to its highest and best use, but conflicts over what exactly that means can translate into challenges that take years to complete. In a small place growing as quickly as Maui's population has expanded, what to do with Maui's finite land continues to drive and divide the community and rankle at least some part of it. The widening housing gap and more people forecast to come to Maui in the next decades are part of the claim on land and water. There's also the question of how agriculture will be reinvigorated and what happens to the HCNS land. That's only part of the equation. Michelle McLean is the Deputy Director of Maui County Department of Planning, and she's on the phone now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, obviously, some of the things that we just talked about are no strangers to you. You're dealing with these all the time. But as you look at Maui now, what do you think is particularly different about that tension between the communities who want the open spaces to stay open and Maui to contain its growth and those who say we really need it?
I wouldn't say that there's a whole lot of difference. I think that there are just a lot more people expressing those same concerns. Maui is a relatively small island, but we do still have vast amounts of undeveloped land. It's not so much the unavailability of land, but it's the expense of developing land that has really created the housing crunch that we're facing.
Yeah, you're talking about the infrastructure and how do you bring necessities, utilities, water to that land that might be able to be developed. I mean, certainly we've had some of those same discussions on Oahu, but when you look at the changing picture of Maui, how is that different to you now than it was maybe 10 or 15 years ago?
Again, I wouldn't say that it really is that much different. I've been involved with county government for more than 20 years, and the same types of testimony are heard today over projects that were heard back then. Everyone realizes that we need more housing and we need more affordable housing for local families, but the challenge is finding an appropriate place for that housing to be developed that is accepted by neighbors and that can be developed affordably. Really, the discussion, the debate has not changed significantly. What has been thrown into the mix, though, is, as you said in your introduction, is the imminent closure of HCNS and the decline of plantation agriculture here. I think that puts a different backdrop to the discussions because people fear that the lands that were once used for active agriculture will now be developed rapidly and with no control, and I don't believe that kind of panic will play out.
Michelle, we're losing you a little bit. If you would just speak, make sure you're speaking right into the mouthpiece because we want to hear what you have to say. So
sure.
If obviously that's been a focal point of the last 6 months, what's going to happen with the HCNS land?
Mm-hmm.
But there's also been this impulse of, well, maybe this is an opportunity to have smaller farms, very niche marketed farming, or maybe some other agricultural purpose to those lands in particular. Are you seeing any more movement in that direction, or is this just a lot of conversation still?
There is a lot of conversation going on about it, and it's very important conversation. I think it's still too early to be able to say what is going to play out. The HCNS plantation has about 36,000 acres. About 27,000 of those acres have been designated important agricultural lands by the state. So the vast majority of those lands will remain in some type of agriculture or have a higher level of protection. Whether small or medium or large farms take the place of sugar really remains to be seen. It's farming is very, very difficult. It's very hard work. There's certainly a lot of interest in having organic farms and making Maui more food sustainable, but it's a lot of work and a very expensive prospect. So I think it's still too early at this point to if any of those things are going to end up happening.
But, for example, even just seeing it from the visitor's perspective, not seeing, you know, beautiful fields of waving cane, but just fallow fields, isn't a good sight either, to say nothing of land not being used perhaps in its highest and best ways. Is there a timeline that you've seen or anything at all that might indicate when we might know when those lands are going to be used in a different way?
That's hard to say. It's the county certainly has an interest in discussing land acquisition and land use with HCNS, and I know that the mayor has had discussions with them and is tapping into our department for our perspective as well as other departments. And HCNS is being very conscientious about preserving the quality of their agricultural lands by mulching, planting ground covers to make sure that the quality of the soil is retained. But to know what kind of beautiful crop is going to be taking the place of sugarcane for residents and visitors to see, I don't know yet.
Another one of the issues that we've been talking about this week is that there seems to be this notion that, you know, manufacturing needs to come back to Maui and that it could take various forms. As you look at where that might be and what form that might take, do you have any indication of what Maui might see next?
For manufacturing, no, I'm sorry, I don't.
Okay, we were talking with about jobs and labor and what might be coming back to Maui and where that would be, and especially what you've just said about where you would place housing and what kind of infrastructure would be there, wondering what might be there for manufacturing as well. But in general, as you say, that, you know, the same arguments keep happening all the time and that part isn't going to change. Do you see anything that is going to impact the changes that Maui will, by the fact that it's simply going to have more people on it and more claims on the land, and that it may become more acute? Do you see anything more into this conversation that we haven't really focused on and should?
I do think that the concern over affordable housing has reached a crisis point. Our department is before our county council a couple of times a month on a variety of issues, and in every single one of those meetings, the question of affordable housing comes up in some way. So I think that there will be a lot of movement from the county council, who are the policymakers, and from the administration to come up with new ideas to really get some more inventory developed. It really is at a crisis point.
Well, we'll look forward to seeing what kind of inventory actually happens and is made available. Thanks so much for being with us this morning.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Michelle McLean is the Deputy Director of the Maui County Department of Planning.